And now with that theme playing, the Island of Dreams, it's all about the dreams and the past for Choice Tunes. And I have with me a voice that will be very, very familiar to the listeners on Yarra Valley FM, but you will only know probably the music that he plays and not a lot about the man. So it's my absolute pleasure to introduce Frankie Van. I don't have to introduce him. You all know him, but welcome, Frankie.
I'll start slowly. I won't do the shout voice like what I do. Dude, I'm a normal person today. This is Frankie Van, known as Frankie Van, but the real name is Frank. Obviously, it's a radio personality that they took on.
Yep. Now, Frankie, we know that you do the brekkie session, but each end of Friday, don't you? You do the brekkie session and you do the drive in the afternoon.
It is Frankie Friday.
Well, we're here to talk about Frankie. So, Frankie, where were you born?
So, I was born in the Netherlands. The other word for the Netherlands is Holland in the old time. So, yep. I was born in a city called Oosterhout. So, that's in the southern part of the Netherlands, yeah.
And at what age did you come out to Australia? Or did you come straight to Australia? Or
I was probably, let me just think how old I am now. Okay, is it about 20, 25 years old?
So you didn't come out with your mum and dad?
No. As some of the listeners know, the times that I did the travel show, I used to work on cruise ships. That's where it started. I was a young waiter back many years ago when I was handsome, more hair. So I was working on the cruise ships, and then I found this Australian lady. Girl that time.
Yep.
Now she's a lady, but that time I was a girl.
Yep.
And she was working on the cruise ship as well.
Yep.
And that's how the trouble gets started. Before you know, you got married and kids and a mortgage and get fat and lose your hair. And that's how it
happened. You don't describe life really well, Frankie.
That's how it happened. That's how it happened.
So, all right, Frankie, you came out here at 25. You followed the love of your life, obviously. That's the reason you came here. So when you first came to Australia, where did you live?
So we were still both working on the cruise ships as a married couple for another 5 years or so. And we started building our own house at the Gold Coast. My wife had a piece of land. And as we are saving up, we had money for the roof. The roof went on. We had money for a driveway. It was like a 2-3 year project.
Yep.
And the good thing is her father was a builder.
Oh, right.
An old-fashioned builder. Everything with the hammer, so.
He'd know it'd be really well built. So how long did you stay in the Gold Coast?
So we stayed in the Gold Coast for a good, 15 years. 15 years, yeah, about. And then.
So what brought you to Melbourne?
Well, I had to stop the cruise ships. Once my wife was in Australia and myself overseas, it's not very good for your marriage to be away. And all the young ladies on the ships too. So therefore, it's better to stop the cruise ships and settle down. So I had a bit of work on the Gold Coast, had my own restaurant and all that stuff. But then I wanted to raise the family. I have two boys, and we found a nice area where the boys can grow up. And I found the Gold Coast very artificial, very yucky service paradise. It's nice to visit, but not nice to bring up a family. That's my opinion.
Yep.
So we looked up a nice country town somewhere in Australia, and that's how we bumped into the Yarra Valley and said, we really like this area.
So it could have been anywhere in the whole of Australia.
Correct.
Almost.
As long as it was a nice country, good feeling.
Yep.
And, of course, I looked for the job first, and then I found a job in Hillsville, and I just fell in love with the area. And that's why we said, okay, this is good to raise the kids.
All right, so you've been in the same, because you're up Yarra Glen way somewhere, aren't you?
I was in Yarra Glen. We bought a house in Yarra Glen because nobody wanted to rent a house to us, so I was able to buy one with the bank. We're partners for life.
Yeah.
And then we sold the house in Yarra Glen. We moved to Warburton. Because kids were in school, and because you probably listened to a sting. One of those stings says Yarra Glen. Here's Frank from Yarra Glen.
I play it often.
It's a lie. Not everything you hear on radio is true, especially in the Frankie Van show. But anyway, so we came to Warburton, and the boys went to school in Yarra Junction, so it worked out fine.
So you're still obviously up there.
Yes, we live in Warburton.
All right, so now let's get down to nitty-gritty here.
Oh, the music, isn't that?
No, we don't get the music yet. Frankie, so when you left school, you were still over in Holland.
Correct.
So what was your first job?
My first job. Something I still do. I can try to get out of the hospitality. My first job was in the hospitality.
Yep.
As a 16-year-old, I was behind the bar washing glasses and pouring beers because you're allowed when you're in Holland in those days.
Yep.
And then and that's how it all started. And then I stayed in the hospitality.
So you have it. So did you stay at that one company in Holland for until you were 25 or
no, I did some different restaurants. I did my education as well, hotel school, and then you do placements, and then you try to get a bit of a career in the hospitality, as funny as it sounds, but that's how it works.
That's true.
You know?
All right, let's take this first. I can't even pronounce it.
Give it a go. No,
you do it.
So the regular listeners will know the song. Even David Oaten knows this song.
Does he?
One of the presenters on Saturday.
Yep.
Ich bin wie du, which means I am like you. And if there's any German folks out there, they know it's a very famous artist, Marianne Rosenberg.
Right.
And it's such a catching song, and it reminds me, because I will tell you why I picked this song.
Yep.
I actually had to do some army compulsory in the Netherlands.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
And I was stationed in part of the NATO in Germany. So that sounds really exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, wow, Frank in the army, NATO. But there's a catch to it, but I'll tell that after the song, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Ich bin wie du,
Now, Frankie, you were going to tell us why you picked that song.
I was hoping for you to back announce it as well.
Oh, you back announce
it. No. I was hoping you got to back announce it. They show you on the radio training, remember? to back announce it. So that song was a German song, obviously.
Yep.
And it reminds me of my military service. Yep. It was compulsory those days.
For how long?
14 months.
Yep.
So you go as a... They normally base it on your education. So I had a hospitality training.
Yeah.
So... My general training is supposed to take two months. You know, yep. You do all the regular soldier stuff and climbing and get a gun. But after 3 weeks, they took me out of that training and I said, you don't need a gun anymore. You're going to pour beers in Germany. I'm like, is that it? Because I was excited. We're going to do cams and none of that stuff I ever did.
Just did what you're always done.
Yeah. So, you know, I still have my military uniform. It's still very, very good condition because it's never really been used. So you worked I was in charge of the canteen and the officer's mess. So that was interesting.
All right. That brings another question. Why, out of all the opportunities that you had as a young man, what made you decide you want to do hospitality?
I think I'm a people's person, so I always wanted to be a friend or meeting other people.
Yep.
And it was a lot of work. It was the excitement of working on cruise ships. It was that was just a great opportunity, I guess.
Yep.
Travel the world, meet other people. It was
not
really
a
good.
Bad way. Righto, the animals, House of the Rising Sun. Why did you pick that?
So I have an older brother and a sister.
Right.
My brother is about 10 years older. My sister is about 8 years older. And I used to get all the leftover records.
Oh, yeah,
So they have the whole collection of That's Why You See a Few.
Yep.
How come Frank likes the animals? I think 1960, what is it? What year? 1967?
Yeah,
your era, right?
Yep.
I mean, for music.
That's it, yeah.
So there's one of the leftovers, and I still hopefully have them somewhere stored, the real LPs, and you're playing it, because that's all you get from the left. They don't like it anymore, and I get...
Into Kim.
So it was really good.
So when you came out at 25, have your brothers and sisters, your brother and sister followed you, or are they still?
No, they're still back home. And they love to come out, especially when it's winter over there. It's summer here.
But they've never had a desire to come and live in Australia?
No, they have their own life and their own family over there. So, yeah.
So I guess the other option, or the other question I should ask you, how often do you get to go back to Holland?
Not so much. I think the last time was about 10 years ago.
Yep.
It is nice to see the family, but it's typical Dutch. You go, you have coffee, you drink lots of beer, and you don't see around. So I prefer to go, if you can, okay, Frank, you can go 1 week or 2 weeks to Holland, or you can go a whole month to the Philippines.
Yeah.
Stop. What should I do?
And you also get to do... to see the touristy stuff and that rather just...
Than sitting in somebody's house and drink lots of beer it's nice to see him, but, you know, hey, I prefer a month in the Philippines.
Sounds good to me. Righto, let's listen to the animals and the House of the Rising Sun. So I'm happy to introduce that and back announce it.
And it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. And
that was The Animals in the House of the Rising Sun. Now, I'd be very remiss, Frankie, if I didn't ask you the question, what got you involved with radio, particularly with Yarra Valley FM?
So I did a bit of radio back home in the Netherlands as a hobby then. They had a kind of community radio, let's say it like that, very small scale. I would say not so as many listeners as we currently do. We have so many listeners, you know that,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
That's where I had the training as well. So I felt very comfortable to talk with microphones and know the systems, very similar, big library, really enjoyed that. And so I was obviously living in Yarra Glen.
Yep.
Driving the kids to school to Yarra Junction. Guess what's on the way?
Walking right past 99.1.
And what is this?
Yep.
So I just walked in. And I still remember the day. It would be Friday afternoon after school pickup, 4 o'clock-ish. There was Roberts. Remember the Friday drive show?
Yep.
I think Rob.
Yep.
Not Rob. Yeah,
Paddy?
Yes, yes. That's with it. The Pink Panther team. Remember that? Yep. That's it. That's the way he started.
Yep.
And I came in and we have a chat. He said, oh, let me put you on radio straight away. And so he did it. And yep. That's where that sting comes from as well. Remember that, hello, I'm Frank from Yarra Glen.
Yep, played that this afternoon.
Rob recorded it on that particular day.
Yep.
And then we did the full training. Rob Jordan, with all the rest in peace. Yep. He was my mentor. Wonderful, wonderful gentleman. Only good words to say.
Yep.
And he showed me Yarra Valley of him. And that's how it started.
How long ago, Frankie?
Well, that would have been about 12 years ago, roughly. Yeah, because I know I'm 13 years with my work now, so that's about roughly 12 years ago, yeah.
Well, just touch on work again, because we have moved away from that. So when you said you got a job in the Yarra Valley, that was with the RACV, was
correct,
it?
Correct, yeah.
So that was. Let me just go back one quick. I think you said up in the Gold Coast you had your own business. What sort of business was that, Frank? Yeah, I know it'd be in hospitality, but was it a sort of a cafe or?
It was a restaurant. It was an Italian restaurant. It's no longer existing, so I can say the name. It was called Grizzini's.
Yeah.
And, you know, you come from a cruise ship and you think you know it all. Yeah. And I thought, I'll buy a restaurant. Yep. Let me buy a restaurant.
Yeah.
Did you do any research, Frank? No. So, really, I worked very hard. I had it for about 2 years, and I was keep losing money, you know, and they're like, something is wrong here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got rid of it, and the wife says it's better for you to go back to the ships and make a bit more money.
Catch up. Yep.
Catch up. True story. Right.
Are you with me?
No. Oh, yeah, that's a song. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Lost Frequency. You heard about this song.
Yep.
You probably know the tune.
Yep.
It's a Belgian DJ, like David Guetta. They're all DJs, and they compose these songs. Yep. This is a very happy, summery song. It's played quite a lot, so that's all I can say about it. Let's listen to it.
I want to dance by water beneath the Mexican sky. Drink some margaritas by swinging blue lights. Listen to the mariachi play at midnight. Are you with me? Are you with me? margaritas by moonlight. Listen to the mariachi play at midnight. Are you with me? Are you with me? I wanna dance by water beneath the Mexican sky. Drink some margaritas by swinging blue lights. Listen to the mariachi play at midnight. Are you with me? Are you with me?
Welcome back to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM and 99.1, the voice of the valley. And I've got with me Frankie Van, and a lot of you will know or think you know a lot about Frankie because you hear him on a Friday morning and on the brekkie session and Friday drive, but we're finding out a little bit more about Frankie's whole life. So, Frankie, you've been involved with hospitality. You've been at the RACV for about 30 years.
30? 13.
Sorry? 13. Oh, 13. Yeah, of course, you're not that old.
OMG. OMG.
Yeah, sorry about that. That went a bit bad. Frankie,
yeah.
Forget about qualifications. Forget about having a family here. If you could have any job in the world, any job, you'd automatically got the qualifications and you could go and live in that part of the world. What job would you want to do, or would it still be what you're doing?
I'm pretty happy for what I've been doing in my life, and if I have to do it again, I'll probably do it the same.
So even if we were able to say to you don't worry about qualifications, don't worry about anything, you'd still turn around. And that's a pretty good life if you can say that.
Yeah, I don't have any regrets, and I will do the same. I enjoy what I'm doing.
Because some people do what they do because they're able to do it, but it's not their real passion, is it?
Well, you know, you work a long time in hospitality, and I probably a lot of hospitality workers. The only thing what does it is probably, and that feels a little bit, working public holidays, working Christmas, because you really want to spend time with your family, but you know this is the day that's what you choose to do.
Yep.
And that's when they come out, and that's when they're going to eat and dine.
Yep.
But now you think, oh, I really want to be home for Christmas. You know, that's it. It's getting to you now.
Can I understand that? Till Shannon, Run Away. Why that one? Freaky?
Again, it's a leftover record, as I say. pass me down record.
Yep.
Which year would that be, Del Shannon?
61, I think.
Here we go. It's really, I'll throw it back at you. 61.
I mean, interview you, not you me.
Yeah, I should do that one day. Just to remind, I do all kinds of shows, like the Frankie Vanks mix, the 80s. I never ever did a 60s show.
I should do a
60 show. Find the right time for that. Frankie Vanks plays 60, and everybody goes, "Hey, what?"
Let's go. And I should mention I'll be here on Sunday night with the Rock and Roll Hit Parade. I'm doing a fill-in for Matt Shaw for a few weeks, and we'll be playing that sort of music, Del Shannon Runaway, if maybe not that one. Frankie, we like to ask the really hard questions here. We really put the acid on you. What was the first car you ever owned?
An Escort, a Ford Escort.
Ford Escort?
Yeah.
That'd be over in Holland, wouldn't
it? Yeah, it was a Ford Escort.
A van or a car?
A car, a sedan. Very ugly, very grey, old, cheap. I mean, the speedo didn't work anymore, how fast. Yeah. So you just have to follow the cars. Is that about right? Because you see the sign. So you say, oh, that must be the flow, because you don't want to get fined, obviously, for speeding and stuff like that.
But you also thought you were king in it, though, didn't you?
Oh, I love the car. It was my first car.
Yep.
Also, the fuel didn't work, so I didn't know when it was empty. So you just have to guess, I guess. But it was an okay car. It helped that my family, one of the members in the family, did a roadworthy on it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you have to have a roadworthy.
So just anyway, got it.
It was a good car. Cost me a lot of money. I think it was about 500 guilders.
What's that equivalent?
Probably $500.
Yeah. But we all had the cheap cars, but we all thought we were king when those first few days you got out on the road, you were king.
And none of this nonsense where we have in Australia, P-platers and all this stuff. No, in Holland it's all.
We didn't always have that either.
Yeah, P-platers. Let's go for it, eh?
All right. I can see clearly now, Lee Towers.
So you probably know the song. I can see clearly now, but this is a Dutch artist, Lee Towers. And what you like about it is it's really got this full, warm voice. Really, really different. And with the challenges as well, try to find his Dutch accent, because I believe every Dutch guy who sings in English, and myself as well, you hear that accent. It's coming through somewhere.
All right, let's listen to it. Frankie, we've heard all about the first car, the Ford Escort. Again, if there was no upper value and you were able to pick any car in the world, what car would you buy?
A big one.
Big?
Big, massive.
Just because you want the size?
The truck, you know, we had off air, we had a chat from retirement. When I retire, I'm going to get a big car, this big Ram car. You see these big black ones? You see the big wheels? Yep. Nice big car, because the wife wants a caravan and we want to do the Australian things.
So do you?
So
something like a big Ranger
A big car can pull. Because I'm just driving a regular sedan and it's okay for the distance I do from Warburton up to Hillsville. That's all the car goes up and down, and on the way to the radio station, that's all it does. But now I would like to have a big blokey car, right? Yep. That I step out and everybody's afraid of me. Right now, nobody's afraid of me.
Really? So... That's your plan, to do a trip right around Australia?
That's what the wife wants to do, yeah. And so I have to listen to her, yeah.
So, someone told me, who's done it, that if you do one way around and then within 12 months you go the other way around, they say it's a completely different trip.
Okay.
Completely different trip, because as you're coming into all the towns, you're seeing what you're seeing, and when you go the other way... I know two people that have done it. They said you wouldn't believe the
difference. Is it not because you're sitting on the different side of the road than you see on the left-hand side than the right-hand side?
Could be. but they say also you're seeing other things as you're coming into the town, which we'd only see in the rear vision mirror as you go. I reckon it's a completely different trip.
But I reckon, yeah, there is a lot of, so I've been everywhere and there's so many places to see, and which I'm still discovering that Australia's got some beautiful, beautiful spots.
Yep.
So, definitely on the bucket list, I guess.
All right, Los Lobos, La Bamba.
La Bamba by Los Lobos. So that's one of my favourite karaoke songs.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you sing it very often?
When I have a couple of upper juices in these fine establishments and there is a band and they allow me to sing it, then I'll give it a good crack.
Good go.
Give it a good crack.
Let's listen. And I'm talking to Frankie Van here, and we're going through the choice tunes. We've nearly finished his tunes, and we're learning quite a bit about Frankie. We should remind you that he's on every Friday morning. He does the brekkie session, and then he does the Friday afternoon drive. Frankie, why the Yarra Valley? Now, I know you got your job at Healesville, and that's so you looked around for a house, but obviously, you still had options. You could have gone down closer to Melbourne, still worked at Healesville, and you. What made you pick the Yarra Valley?
It was a job first, I think. I went to choose the right job.
Yep.
And I needed a big organisation. Based for the Gold Coast. Very dodgy operators in the Gold Coast.
Are they?
Very dodgy operators. So I needed a very reliable company, a hotel, has a good reputation. That was my priority.
Yep.
To move myself and the whole family over. So I choose this company, and what I did is I said to my wife, I'll suss it out first. So I was renting an apartment for a couple of months to make sure that I liked the job, that the company was good.
Because a big move, isn't it, to bring your whole family from?
That's 100%, yeah. Yep. So, and then, then the wife came over, she liked it, found a great school in Yarra Junction, and they say, okay, this is it, let's do it. And after all, I think it was here or Perth, but I didn't find any great jobs there. And I think the Yarra Valley, and I've been around, obviously, is a beautiful spot. It's a magical spot. Yeah.
What to you is the best asset of the Yarra Valley?
I think first of all, the safe haven, the community, to bring up a family in this environment compared to CBD areas in Melbourne or even the Gold Coast, it's yucky. Yep. The crime, the stuff that's going on. This is very controlled, you know. It's big news when we have a car crash in the Yarra Valley. It's really not much going on. And I think the schooling is great, the opportunities, the sporting clubs, the social life. And there's an awesome radio station.
you should plug it.
This is an awesome. Did you know that it's voted the best radio station of the Yarra Valley?
Oh, it's got to be.
Yeah.
With people like you and me here, it's got to be a great.
And the only one. And the only one.
But it's been here for 26 years or something, has it?
And amazing. It's a really great little gig we got going here.
Yep.
And very exciting that we are moving to a different premises. But let's not talk about it now, I guess.
Well, I think it's they're already taking donations for it, so I think they know we're all going to get wind up in Healesville.
Yeah.
So you'll be right. You'll be able to knock off from work and whip down and do a show.
Quickly, if Frank is going on his break, what he's doing, quick another show. Half an hour half an hour afternoon with Frankie Van, 12 to 12:30.
All right, let's Scott Fitzgerald and Yvonne Keeley, If I Had Words.
Do you know anything about that song?
No, I don't.
No?
So you tell me.
I never. You heard it before?
No.
You can't. It's a... It is an English song, obviously.
Hey, I'm here to talk to you, interview you, not you interview me.
And I thought you interview me with music because I don't know what the history about these two is. It remembers me of my youth, and I was very, very young. And this was such a happy song.
Yep.
And I was surprised that it was in the system here, in our little radio system. Think, how wonderful is this song? I didn't hear this for donkey's years. Because it's very hard.
So you used to listen to it at home in Holland,
in Tulipland. Yeah. We live more at parties and stuff like that. But I would have been like 10 or 12 years old, something like that. And I was surprised that we had it here. So let's listen to it.
Let's listen to it.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Choice Tunes, and we're just about finished with Frankie. We've had a great time hearing a lot about his life. Frankie Sweet, Wig Wham Bam.
Wig Wham Bam. While you're talking, I just think looking it up a little bit. What is the Sweet? It was a British glam rock band that rose promising in the 1970s. Okay. Just a trivia. How good is that?
No worries. So why did you pick it up?
Again, it was a pass me down record from my sister.
Yep.
I still remember the cover. It had guys on there dressed up like Indians, and that's probably why it's a Wig Wham Bam. Thank you, ma'am. I think.
Frankie, look, it's been a delight to have you. Thank you so much thanks for being part of Choice Tunes. We hope that the listeners know just a little bit more about you, the person, not just the person that appears on Yarra Valley. And it's a great spot to be. Couldn't get a better radio station.
No, agree.
And so we've all have a lot of fun here. And the beauty of it, we picked the music, but this is the idea of the Choice Tunes, as I keep saying, is for people to know just a little bit more. So when they're listening to you on Friday breakfast or Friday night, they'll say, Frankie played Sweet or whatever he played.
That's right. And thank you very much for all the listeners to be loyal to us as well.
Yes, and we're always looking for sponsors, and we do pay sponsorship. And I like to mention this, that please support the sponsors that we play and tell them you support them because you heard them on Yarra Valley FM. Absolutely. Because they're the ones that pay the bills. We don't get paid, and we're happy with that.
We're happy with that.
But it still costs us money to put the station on.
100%.
Frankie, we've got to go.
Time to go.
Greg's going to be here with his show in a few moments' time, so let's go out.
Shut up.